We're back in open session.
Back in open session. Hi, Mom. Coming out of closed session with nothing to report, back into open session at 6:52 p.m. on Tuesday, July 16, 2024. Next up is General Manager, Board Member Thomas. Hearing none. Okay. Next up is future agenda items from management or the board.
Basically, I just have updates. I'll give you updates on the Bonita Vault, the Esperanza Pipeline project. There is no further discussions regarding the union. Everything that we did was within our guidelines, which is some people's perception was their reality, which isn't. You know, unfortunately, they still see things a certain way, but they had nothing to go on. So basically, we did our due diligence. Everything that we did was justified. So, like I said, there's no more discussion with the union.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What we were just talking about, do we need to put that on the agenda? Talk about it?
The future agenda item could be budget for Ellen's retirement party.
I thought that's something that we would talk about as it got closer. I know that her daughter wanted to throw something because all the board members wanted to attend. Some of the relationships and network that she had, she would.
We have to just make sure that it's not going to be a Brown Act violation. And we'll approve a budget.
So okay, okay, deal. Okay.
Or an ethics violation also.
I just got something real quick. Do we need to put, you weren't in here, Mike. I'm stepping down from ad hoc meetings, is that what it's called?
Ad hoc, yeah.
And do we have to put that on an agenda item or what?
I think we can just talk about that in the comment section.
Yeah, we can just talk about that.
Like when we start talking about the meetings back here?
Yeah.
Assign people or whatever, or what?
Reassign different committees. Maybe reassignment of committees goes on the next agenda.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm told. I got a lot of things to do at the hospital.
Okay. Are you still going to be on the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be here just once a month, you know, and
Okay. Whatever
you got, you know, you call me or whatever.
All the projects you want to attend, you know, the lift and eat of all the S4.
Yeah, everything, whatever, you know, and just. I could attend it or whatever.
Okay. Any board member comments?
Oh, are they going to shut the water off for any long periods of time while they're working on the S-bomb?
Just for the science.
They're going to try. We're going to notify all the customers. Proper notification. There'll be a sheet left and everything.
The gas company got a little confused. They came today to mark their spot out in front. And the guy only had our address down, and I was like, no, I was like, they're doing the water, and he's like, maybe I better go from door to door from the corner there, because they only gave him one address.
Yeah.
He had his little metal detector and all this stuff out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, it's everybody on this side.
So one of the things we talked about today with the extra money that may be left in the budget was running, I want to focus on putting more pipeline in, so if we have money left over, extend it all the way to line, because where it's going to end is in front of the mechanic's house. That's 900 feet. To take it from the mechanic's house all the way to Lemon, I believe Lemon is the next street, that would be another 425 feet. So that's what we're going to try and do with the extra money.
That's still not going to the end of Esperanza.
No. Esperanza is to Lime.
Right.
I think Lime's last street. So
it actually goes past that.
Right. But there's no houses back
there.
Mainly it's just big trash piles and...
Well, there's the homeless encampments out there.
Yeah,
but we did run a pipeline to that last customer because he said that he had service at one time, so it was a big discrepancy and it was agreed upon from the previous management. So we ran a new pipeline. It was like 40 feet in length, put his service in, and then put a standpipe in front of his house. So that's where the main ends is, right in front of that, his house, this side of his driveway.
Did he have a service hooked up?
He had an extended service that maybe someone branched off of or however, you know, throughout the years, you know. Like there was another customer, he basically said, I got a high water bill. Maybe you got a leak. Okay, there's meter movement. Oh, someone behind you is tied in off of your service.
That was off of Ida, and Helen is in the back, so their property's butted, and there's an encampment behind there, and they ran a service.
So last week, I was driving down Esperanza, and there was a man and a woman with a tote at the hydrant right down here on Esperanza getting water out of it. It was 4:35. I tried calling here, but of course, I don't have anybody's phone numbers except for the office, and it was already closed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to get reported. In the book.
You're supposed to take that.
What I'm saying, it was in the book. I didn't have it. I didn't have it at the time.
Take that one home. She can make another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if you want me to call you when I see something like that. I'm sure you were still here. You're here until 4:30, right?
I leave at 4.
Oh, at 4?
Yeah, 4. But I have Ellen and then two of the guys. They're usually here until 4:30.
4:35? That's kind of pushing it.
Yeah.
We might be long gone.
They're out the door.
That alarm is set at 4:30. So if you're here at 4:31, that thing is going to scream at you.
We have to leave at 4:30.
Yeah.
Why do you have to?
That's the alarm.
Well, that was
Harry, what you're saying is you saw somebody taking water out of the hydrant?
Yeah, they were stealing water from the hydrant.
Yeah. Was it on Esponja?
Yeah. Right there where the guy put that new fence up?
Uh-huh.
Right, that hydrant right there with the...
Okay, you know why? Because they were stealing it from right there at Broadway where you guys put a lock on it.
Oh, so now they moved... Yeah, those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that live on that dead end street right there?
Yeah.
In an encampment?
Okay, this has to go for the not board member comment.
Okay. No, we can't speak to it.
Oh, we can't talk about that?
We can't discuss the right there.
Oh, okay.
Not requiring comment
okay,
or
we'll
discussion.
Okay, we'll take all that back,
there.
Okay.
We're going to rewind. Okay. Next up, miscellaneous. Anybody else have any other comments? Okay.
Sorry.
We all just took the board training. Yeah.
We just took the
board training. Some of us haven't.
Yeah, Terry has. So that was good.
Okay. Next up, future board items, next board meeting dates. July 24, 2024, Wednesday at 5:00 p.m., San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. August 8, 2024, Monday at 1:30 p.m. is the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. August 8, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. is the West Desert MAC meeting at the Community Center in Cabazon. August 19, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. is the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. August 20, 2024, at 5 o'clock p.m., Finance and Audit Committee meeting. You say it a lot. It's hard to say those two together.
Committee meeting.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. August 20th, 2024, 6 o'clock p.m. regular board meeting. No community action committee. No personnel committee. Well, I guess the next personnel committee will be...
Eight six
at 4 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
And with that, do I get a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion. Oh, motion.
Motion to adjourn at 7:01, made by Director Davis, second by Board Vice Chair Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
7:01.
Four.